You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We have a special show for you today. We have special guest in studio, our correspondent Mitch Garvis, who has gone to Utah. Stephen Pickford, of course, is online from Studio West in Beaconsfield. Steve, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, doing great, and certainly heard a lot about Mitch's trip to Utah the other day when I bumped into him, so looking forward to getting more details today on the show.
I absolutely love Utah. I went there 2 years in a row, and going back next year. I go for the Novell Brainshare Conference every year. So Mitch went to see the ski resorts. Mitch is our ski resort reviewer, let's say so, because he's been to such great places. Mitch, tell us a little bit about your trip.
Well, first of all, you mentioned that you love Utah. You have to realize that the first thing they told me when I got there was there are three states in Utah. There's Park City, there's one other, and there's the rest of the state, because Park City is completely different from the rest of the state. As you know, Utah was founded by Brigham Young and his cohorts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, his cohorts.
Yes. Park City was a mining town originally, and for the last 150 years has been referred to by the rest of the state as Sin City.
How come?
Well, for one thing, we were told by Mark and Hillary from the Convention and Visitors Bureau that along the train tracks at the time, 150 years ago, there were a large array of friendly establishments with female company.
Places that I would like. Bordellos, yes.
Yes.
All right. So that's in the area because, of course, Brigham Young and his
cohorts.
Well, cohorts. Yeah, the people that he was with. These were not the founders of, but the people who brought the Mormon movement west. The founder, of course, was Joseph Smith.
Yes.
Where the memorial is in Vermont along the 89 Highway. Right, Steve?
Yes, and every time we pass it, we always make a comment.
Yes, the generic American, Joe Smith.
Well, Salt Lake City was still in the rearview mirror when I was already enraptured by the scenery as we drove along the I-80 towards Park City. Mm-hmm. The scenery coming in, and you told me about this, coming into Salt Lake City Airport and going out of Salt Lake City Airport is glorious. The Wasatch Mountains are really a sight to see. Yeah. And I didn't realize this, but Salt Lake City did not host the Alpine events for the Winter Games. That was all hosted at Park City.
Right.
That was in 2002, very memorable games, and Park City was a huge part of the Olympic.
Now, how far is Park City from downtown Salt Lake City?
It's nothing. It's a 25-minute drive.
So it's kind of a suburb. Like, for instance, Repentigny or Wadala DeSormo would be to Montreal, 20-minute drive?
And just as different.
Just as different.
And just as different, really? Because Park City, in the state of Utah, it is illegal to have to run a bar. But in Park City, you have
licenses
up and down Main Street. Well, no, you have social clubs.
Okay.
And to go into the social club, you have to be a member.
Okay.
Of course, they're more than willing to sign you up for free and pay the membership charge and serve you beer and alcohol. And
it's funny you say that because in downtown Salt Lake, we know this, there's many, many, many alcoholic establishments. And they'd say the same thing. One of the interesting things, which reminds me of you, Mitch, is one of them is called the Vortex Club.
Well, I'll bet you at the Vortex Club, they probably served my new favorite beer.
Melanie Reffis, our correspondent,
wanted me to bring her back a bottle of local Utah wine.
Okay.
There isn't any. There is no Utah wine. But there is one beer, and it is my favorite beer and yours too, Polygamy Porter.
Oh, yes.
Polygamy Porter is actually brewed in downtown... Well, okay. In Park City, up at the top of Main Street, and it is wonderful. And it's, of course, a joke about the...
I thought polygamy was your favorite sport.
No, 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 no. My wife is listening, Willem. Not my wives. Anyways, my regular beat as a ski reporter, it was easy for me to look around and picture in my mind's eye the peaks covered in snow.
Right.
I envisioned coming down a mountain a moderately difficult blue slope covered in new powder, my skis invisible under the topmost layer, the wind in my face, the miles of snow in every direction. It was glorious, and you have
to... You actually skied when you were there?
No, I didn't. I said it was easy for me to envision.
Okay, so when you went there at the time, now, of course, it was a September trip. It was an August trip.
It was an August trip, but there was snow on the uppermost peaks. I don't think it would have been ski quality, but there was a little bit of white at the top.
Sure.
And as we came into Park City...
Kind of like my own hair. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, well, you'd have to bend down for me to see that. So
I won't bend down anywhere near you.
I appreciate that. Anyway, I can tell you honestly that I can imagine that Park City would be the best ski area that I have ever been to, and I'm looking forward to testing that out. And I have been to some really good ski areas.
I mean, that includes Montana, Colorado.
You know, Montana was gorgeous.
Yes.
Steamboat Colorado was spectacular. And I want to go to Park City to ski. I don't want to go back to Montana to ski. My next trip is...
If you're going
to
Park City, I'm going to Park City.
Yeah.
I ain't going to ski, though.
No.
I'll do all the après ski.
But you have to do it after skiing.
No. I'll do it after you ski.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to outrun the bear, Steve. I just have to outrun you.
Favorite part of the time of the day is to sample some of the great restaurants. I'm sure you work up an appetite.
Well, our first great restaurant was the Goldener Hirsch Inn, and we were greeted at the door by Jean-Louis Montico, who is the French chef. He was actually imported from Paris.
Okay.
And when he was actually very surprised when I started speaking to him in French and was thrilled to have an opportunity to speak to another Frenchman until he realized that I was not a Frenchman.
Oh, yes. Well, we say that too.
Yes. Yes. Well... The Goldener Hirsch Inn served us a dinner that was impossible to top, or so I thought.
Oh?
I thought. The calamari salad was delicious, and the crispy roasted duck was to die for. I cannot remember in recent memory having a better meal than this.
Well, what about the steak you had up in Colorado, Steamboat Springs?
Well, that's been a few years, and it's a different type of meal. You go from
full to foul. I'm just saying you've been to some pretty good places.
Look, Willem, if you look at me, you know I don't say no to too many meals.
That's right.
But I will tell you that the Goldener Hirsch Inn was spectacular. And
we have something similar here with Goldsmith Miller Hirsch, but they're not an inn. Go on.
I wonder if my accountant's listening.
Speaking of rowboats, yes, go on.
So the Goldener Hirsch Inn was indicative, of nothing else, of the fact that we were not going to eat a bad morsel in Park City. Mm. If you are a lover of fine and diverse cuisine, this small little town in the mountains of Utah is the place to eat.
What about all-American guys like me? Steak and potato.
Mm. Aha! Well, you would probably want to head over to...
Move a little closer to the mic. You know better than that radio man and everything.
Yes, I do. No, there are a lot of steakhouses, steak and potato places for the all-American... American? Guy like you.
Yes.
The No Name Saloon and Grill serves a wonderful steak, which I did not get to taste, but you can look at their menu. They have buffalo chips.
Hold it up to the mic so everyone can see.
Yeah.
The camera will pan this shot, yes.
They have incredible hamburgers. They have a turkey burger for the person who's a little beef wary.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, for our British friends, they have fish and chips. Mm-hmm. Very tasty.
When I say all-American, it's the style of food. Mm. Good old steak. Nothing beats that. Mm.
Well, you might not agree with me, but one of our meals would beat the all-American steak.
You're kidding me, really? The
roasted lamb at Wasso.
Ooh. Roasted lamb. Well, if you know, for those who like mutton, yes.
Aye.
I'm not a mutton man, but...
No. Well...
Mitch, you're going to have to wrap this particular one up because in about 30 seconds we're headed for the break, you know?
So we're talking about food. Wasso, which is also on Main Street in Park City.
Yeah.
I had the roasted duck, which was simply the tastiest piece of... Did I say duck?
Yeah.
I had the roasted lamb, which was simply the tastiest piece of lamb I've ever had in my life.
You had duck, you had lamb. Mm.
I did. And some seafood, which you would have appreciated.
Some seafood. Well, we're talking to Mitch Garvis about his trip to Park City, Utah. We're going to take a break right here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite. While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Summer's here.
Tell me when my mic's back.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite with special guests in studio Mitch Garvis.
Hello.
And Steve Pickford is out in Studio West Beaconsfield. Mitch is telling us about his trip to Park City, Utah, just 20 minutes east of Salt Lake City, downtown core, and it's a very different place.
It really is. It's an old mining town. Park City is an old mining town that has just grown and grown and grown. It's still a very small little town, but it's very modern. They have a Roots. They have every, but it's, that's the only chain store that I saw was Roots. I was surprised to see a Roots in the United States.
A Roots, yeah, okay.
Well, my guides for the tour were Hillary Ryder and Mark Bennett from the Park City Convention and Visitors Bureau, and they did a spectacular job of putting
this
together.
This was a fam trip, so you went with other people, right?
That's right. I went with other journalists. They did a spectacular job of compressing all of the summer events mm-hmm. into 3 days. Now, we stayed at the Deer Valley Lodging, which is a premier resort, which, of course, have resorts all over the world.
Mm-hmm. And how was your unit, Mitch?
Well, I wanted to tell Hillary that my unit was spectacular. I stayed in a deluxe condominium, two floors that could literally have...
Now, are these separate, like, little cabins, or is it one giant building? Or
well,
is it several?
It's semi-detached. You'll have two or three or four units on a building.
Okay.
And but completely separate entrances, with complete with hot tub, two-car garage, ski in, ski out. It was really...
Like, is it a whole house to yourself?
It's a whole two-story house to myself.
You got to be kidding me.
I am not kidding. This was... Hillary, my unit was incredibly large and extremely comfortable. And all of the food I had there was
really
very tasty.
And you really tried to convince her of that, right?
Well, I'm just telling her now. So Hillary and Mark Bennett from the CVB mm-hmm. were incredible guides. The first morning we were supposed to go yes. hot air ballooning, which I'm very disappointed the weather didn't cooperate because the vistas, imagine the nicest view of any mountain resort you could ever possibly imagine. You've got mountains everywhere.
Lake Louise in Banff.
I think this is probably nicer than Lake Louise. And we did have a reporter on the trip from Seattle okay. who said that this was nicer than anything she'd seen in West Coast Canada.
Well, that's pretty good.
It really was. So the hot air balloon rides didn't work out, but we did end up at the Morning Ray Cafe for breakfast. Uh-huh. And after that, we went mountain biking. Oh. Now, as a ski reporter, I usually think of ski resorts as dead and useless throughout the summer. Well, that's not the case.
Well, unless they have alpine slides, I mean.
Well, let me talk about some of the things they do have here. First of all, we got a tour. We got a lesson in mountain biking from Doug, who turns out is like ranked third in the world. In downhill mountain bike racing.
Down a mountain kind of mountain biking?
Down Black Diamond slopes. On a mountain bike.
On a bicycle.
On a bicycle.
I mean, I have trouble going down there with two pieces of wood strapped to my feet.
Yes.
Luckily, I have safety bindings. No.
Well, we avoided the moguls, yeah. which were the tiny little furry creatures.
Yes, you stop and feed the moguls.
Yes. No, the mountain bike from the top of Deer Valley was incredible. We went down mostly blue slopes, which are, it's the same rating system as skiing.
Blue
slopes? They have green slopes, which are the easy ones, yeah. and the blue, and then there's double blue. And of course, for those who are silly enough, I was going to use another word, but
that would be you.
Yes, there are black diamonds. Yeah, now, I hadn't been on...
I thought that was a cheese slope.
Yes.
Black diamond is Canadian
yes,
processed cheese.
I hadn't been on a mountain bike in about 10 years, so yes. I wasn't sure what level I would be at. But going down the blue slope, or at one point Doug said, you know, Mitch, this Black Diamonds trail, which is a tiny little, I mean, it was really about 4 inches thick, will go down and meet us at the bottom because you'll really enjoy this. So he stayed with the others who weren't as advanced, and I went down the Black Diamond slope, and, you know, thanks.
So they went down the good slope, and they sent you down the difficult slope. I guess he got to know you real well.
Well, yeah. You know something? I had a blast. I wanted to do this again. Unfortunately, we were going to have lunch at the top of the mountain.
These bicycles have shock absorbers
at least? They do front and back shock absorbers.
At least.
And he was telling me that at the end of the season, you can buy the bikes. They're usually about $3,000 retail, yeah.
Well,
and you can get them for a half price or less.
So how long does it take to go down one of these trails?
That depends. If you do it upright, it takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and
upright.
If you do it the other way, it can be about 4 minutes. Take the wrong turn, you just go vertical.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
There is an image for you. No, but we took the chairlift
up. Go that
way
really fast. If something gets in your way, turn.
We took the chairlift up. Yeah. I had never been on a chairlift with a bicycle before. And it was, they put it right, they just strapped it to the side of the chair, and we got to the top and started going down, and it was spectacular. Imagine this, though. Mm-hmm. A lot of the ski resorts that I've been to are national parks. Park City is not a national park, and there are residences right along, there are condos right along the trail.
Okay.
So we actually took a tour called Tour de Homes, mm-hmm. and we were driving through people's backyards. Now, can you imagine living here that you can stay or renting a condo here that you can ski all day and then literally ski into your dining room for lunch?
That's pretty interesting.
It is. Or imagine not having to take a chairlift for your first run. Just put your skis on in your living room and just shoot down the mountain. I was thinking that would be spectacular.
I guess it kind of makes it a bit more interesting when you have to go out for milk.
Yes. Let me tell you some of the other activities that you can do on the mountain that you would usually think.
I've never heard of downhill cycling, but that's pretty interesting.
It was incredible. Uh-huh. I was thinking exports all the way. It was a lot of fun. Some of the other things we did, there are alpine slides, both at Park City and at the Olympic Village.
I love alpine slides.
It's really a lot of fun. Imagine water slides with brakes
on
cement.
Yeah.
It was fun. Now, here's one that is not for you nor for me. Zip rides.
What's
which
zip
is basically
ride?
They attach you, they put you into a harness at the top of the mountain, and they throw you down the mountain.
What? No. What?
There, you think I'm kidding.
There'll be a lineup of volunteers for that.
This was incredibly fun for those of us who were watching. It was fun. I'm sure for the people who actually did it. At the top of the mountain, they strap you into a harness, which is attached to a cable, which is probably about 30 feet above ground, and you go down the mountain. When I said 4 minutes down, literally, you are down the mountain in a minute. Top of the mountain, bottom of the mountain. 4 minutes.
1 minute or four?
Sorry, 1 minute.
Now, is this like one of these long cables and these things that you see in James Bond?
It is exactly that.
Oh, my God.
It is exactly
that. Oh, okay. So they don't throw you down the mountain. They just put you on a wire and you ride down.
Yes, and you are assuming that this wire is going to stay intact.
And you're screaming the whole way down.
Yes, you are. Good. Now, something else that was a lot of fun. There are four bobsled runs, Olympic class bobsled runs in North America.
Oh, cool.
There's Calgary. There's Salt Lake. There's
Lake Placid,
yeah. And there's the new one at Whistler.
Yes.
But at Park City is the only one where the public are invited to get onto a sled with the helmet and go. We went bobsledding down the mountain in a minute five at 65 or 70 miles an hour. We were pulling 4.5 Gs. 4.5 Gs in a bobsled. It was great. Now, the other thing that I want to mention, the Olympic Training Center at the Olympic Park, we were watching the Olympic team go down and doing their aerial dives. Okay. Now, you know the aerial competition is a very winter sport where you go down 500 feet of 80 degree down and then pop up.
That's the little ramp.
Then you pop up and you do all sorts of acrobatics. And they're doing this into a swimming pool.
Into
a swimming pool. And as I watched this incredulously, I added it to the mental list of things that I'm not stupid enough to try, but it really
is. No, not you.
No. It really is something to watch. They do this dive.
You got a minute and a half.
I know. I'm going to talk about two more things.
Yeah.
The Park City Jazz Festival, which is sponsored by Fidelity Investments, was the pinnacle of everything. Is what we did Friday night. We went to see Chaka Khan and a couple of other jazz bands who were spectacular. Unfortunately, Chaka Khan was a little ill, but her orchestra played. And we were, imagine, you've been to the jazz festival in Montreal.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Imagine the same caliber of music, except you are sitting on the grass on the slope of a ski mountain with the vista behind the stage.
That's
you're looking
cool.
over the valley past the stage, which was spectacular.
So it's a great ski resort. Like the mountains when you fly into Salt Lake City in order to get to Park City, Utah, is something to watch. If you're going to take a flight to get in there, make sure you have one that arrives during daylight hours because it's well worth it.
Absolutely. And flying into or out of Salt Lake City, you're over the Wasatch Mountains, which are really, if you're a skier, you're going to want to be there. And if you're not a skier, you want to go there in the summer months. Fall foliage, all of September. We even saw the leaves turning at the end of August.
You're going to be running out of time real fast there, Mitch.
I know. That's why I'm wrapping it up.
Park City, Utah.
Go to Park City, Utah. Go to Deer Valley Lodging. Eat, drink, be merry. Mountain biking, alpine sledding, bobsledding. Have fun.
This is, yeah. Well, Mitch, thanks for joining us on the show. Park City, Utah, just east of Salt Lake City. Mitch flew in on Air Canada. And this is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening. Following the break, we're back with Mary Gallagher. Stay.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Site at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
I And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. To Willem Backus in studio, Stephen Pickford in studio West Beaconsfield. We got special guests, our newest correspondent, Mary Gallagher, on the line with us from New York City discussing Chinatown. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Travel World.
Well, hi. I'm so happy to be back, and I'm happy to be here in New York and especially in Chinatown, which is really exciting.
Well, you sent me a sample schedule of some of the things you can do. You've been a whole day just exploring Chinatown, and you will not go hungry.
That's the understatement. You know, I never go too hungry anyway, but here it's just like every 2 feet you can shop, you can eat, you can get entertainment. It's just phenomenal, and there's festivals going on all the time, and it's accessible. I mean, we're right here in Manhattan. It's wonderful. I brought with me Telly Wong, who's the project manager for the Chinatown Tourism and Marketing Campaign.
Hello, guys.
Well, glad you could join us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, what if somebody comes to New York and they wanted to explore a neighborhood, Chinatown is a great place to be a starting off point from.
Right, that's right. And you would start off by, you can stay in a hotel in this area or any of the surrounding areas. Now I'm very close. I'm like half a block away. When I was here a few months ago, I was maybe one subway stop away. And you just come over and it's easy to spend the whole day.
Mary, refresh my memory. The Chinatown part of Manhattan is exactly where? Which part?
Chinatown is in the lower part of Manhattan. So it's in lower Manhattan, and it's really literally in the middle of all these other tourist destinations in lower Manhattan, such as South Street Seaport, Soho, East Village. It's really, it is the largest neighborhood in lower Manhattan.
Okay, just locating it for myself. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's another thing that makes it so handy is that accessibility. And when we mentioned, Stephen, you mentioned about eating, we ate at a restaurant last night. We're going to have wonderful Chinese food. And today we're going to, oh, and then I was wandering around, going into the little bakeries, picking up buns and things. And then today we're going to go out for a dim sum lunch. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Now, what type of articles, talking about shopping, are unique to Chinatown?
Shopping in Chinatown is, you know, I think the second largest attraction behind the food. And what you find in Chinatown, you can find all kinds of things, gifts, I mean, Asian gifts from all over, you know, the Far East, and things that you've never seen before that are unique to Asia and, you know, Chinatown.
And I always buy carved bone and other items that are beads or something I can make into jewelry, or the Chinese embroidered silk jackets, and some of the shoes are kind of fun. And, of course, the biggest thing, if you guys paid me more, I could buy a lot of jewelry here, but that hasn't happened. Or if you wanted to give me a gift certificate, the jewelry stores are just one after another, and the stuff is so reasonable you cannot believe it. There's also a lot of fashion boutiques. Chinatown isn't just Chinese people. It's all Asian people. There's people, you know, in their stores with Japanese items, everything. So it's so diverse. It's just quite wonderful.
Now, what are your favorite types of foods when you go to Chinatown? What do you just simply have to experience?
You have to experience dim sum, and I'm sure some people know what dim sum is now. It's becoming more popular in the mainstream, but it's like tapas, you know, small dishes that that's traditionally eaten as brunch and lunch for Chinese people. That's something you definitely have to try. And also just the other cuisines in Chinatown, as Mary was saying, it's not just Chinese food now. You can get Thai, Vietnamese, Korean, Japanese, Malaysian, Singaporean. There's so many different types of food now in Chinatown, not just beef and broccoli.
Well, I think one of the great aspects of Chinatown is walking the streets, the vibrancy that you feel. It's like stepping in to a small corner of Asia. You are transposing yourself to another culture.
That's right. And all around you are the dialects of the various parts of China and these other Asian countries, and the signs, of course, with the printing on the signs, and all the unique vegetables and fish and little dried things that you, as you walk down the sidewalks, it's probably the most reasonable place to shop, also not only for other goods, but for produce and other, you know, meat and things. And out on the sidewalk, there's bin after bin of long beans and mushrooms. I mean, I think I know a little bit about food and cooking, and there's all these unusual dried mushrooms, and then, of course, dried shrimp, dried little fishes. And that's a great fun, melons that you won't see in your average grocery store.
And in addition to just the Asian culture that you see in Chinatown, you know, the Chinatown is the place of one of the oldest neighborhoods in Manhattan, and you see a lot of artifacts and landmarks from its, you know, before it was Chinatown, when it was, you know, an Irish and Jewish and Italian immigrant community. For example, you have the oldest Jewish cemetery in the U.S. here in Chinatown, and the Five Points, which is the place that was popularized in Gangs of New York, is where Chinatown stands right now.
The evening entertainment, I mean, Chinatown doesn't really go to sleep. There's something to do every hour of the day, and of course one of the popular activities in Chinatown is karaoke.
Yes, that's right.
Mary is carrying my mantle.
You're right. We went to, Telly actually has a club that we went to with an open mic last night, and that was pretty interesting.
What did you sing, Mary?
I didn't sing
anything.
Oh,
come on.
Tell us no secrets and we'll tell you no lies.
Yeah, that's right. It seems to me that anybody that knows me well even has forbidden me to hum. It's that bad. So, but it is. It's true. The entertainment is nice. There's all kinds of things you can do. And it's very safe. There's not a problem walking around during the day or the night.
That's an important point to mention about New York City in general. They've really, really done a big thing about making the place safe and secure. You feel really safe walking around New York now.
That's right. Another place I wanted to mention were the tea parlors, where you can go and go through the whole ritual of tea and get advice, you know, from a tea master on the correct way to brew it, the correct way to drink it, the whole ceremony.
Is that the whole Chanoya ceremony?
Possibly. Well, you know, not in with Chinatown, it's not only just these traditional things that you find, but Mary touched upon it before, you have a lot of new things developing that take tradition, that take old traditions and sort of contemporize them. And, you know, and next, you know, right next to this traditional tea parlor that has these loose teas and they teach you the craft of drinking tea, you have this other phenomenon, and I think you can find these in a lot of the major Chinatowns all over the country, is this thing called bubble tea, which is sort of traditional tea mixed with milk and fruit flavors and tapioca balls on the bottom, which is a very popular drink now in Chinatown.
Now, Mary, one of the things that you do every segment that you're here, you managed to visit a spa. Did you partake in any of the Chinese spas?
You know, I'm very close to it, and if I was able to stay longer, yesterday someone told me that you can go to a spa in Chinatown and you sign up for like a membership, very reasonable, $400, say, for 6 months. And out of that, every day, every week, you would get a facial and a special treatment, you know, rotating maybe some kind of mask. And then, of course, on every, so I'm ready to do that. And then on every corner, every 2 feet practically, is an acupuncture and massage office. And I thought yesterday when I was marching around and my legs were getting tired and I was carrying all this equipment, and I thought, Isaac, I need to fall in and get a massage, but I haven't done it yet. Maybe this afternoon I have a little free.
That would be a good idea. You got about 30 seconds left, Mary, to wrap up.
We want you to go to the website, www.explorechinatown.com. And that will help you. They talk about walking tours
Anything you can imagine about Chinatown, any information you need, maps, brochures, resources, contacts in the neighborhood if you're planning a trip out to New York and want to make Chinatown part of your agenda.
Well, that sounds like an awful lot of fun. Right in the middle of Lower Manhattan, Chinatown, Mary Gallagher, we are going to expect a full report on the Chinese spas that you visit.
Great.
And thanks for joining us once again on the Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford in Studio West and Mary Gallagher. Join us again, and we're coming back after the break.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio Show, via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Looseport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem Back is in studio with Stephen Pickford, Studio West in Beaconsfield, and we have a special guest online with us. Of course, it comes from anything with Lynn Barrett is a friend of ours. Anybody who actually, because Lynn Barrett introduced us to Southern Vermont and Brattleboro, and we got Valerie Stewart online from the Brattleboro Art Museum. Valerie, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you very much.
You have a very special exhibit starting today in Brattleboro. Tell us a bit more about it.
Yes, we're very excited about it. Thanks to one of our advisory board members who was friends with two twins named Gould, of the last name of Gould, we got this extraordinary collection of Andy Warhol's, many of which haven't been seen before. It's a collection of paintings, prints, and black and white photographs that Andy Warhol gave to John Gould, rather, who basically was a Paramount Pictures vice president back in the 80s that Andy Warhol basically fell in love with or was very infatuated with. And but when John Gould died of AIDS in 1986, basically a lot of the works that he had amassed, many of them which he had purchased from Andy Warhol and others Andy had given to him as gifts, went into storage at a fine arts facility outside of Boston. So we actually, our curator, Mara Williams, had to basically take them out of the boxes and see what was in those boxes that have been closed up since 1986.
And so how fitting that it's at the Art Museum in Brattleboro. Of course, that Art Museum is a former railroad station, and Steve and I are train fans, rail fans.
Oh, you are? Yeah. It's such a cute little, it's a building that was built in 1915, and thanks to the prescience of some of the local townspeople, it wasn't knocked down in 1972. It was actually saved. You know, one of those beautiful little buildings that a lot of people, in the name of progress, wanted to knock down, but a few people who had their eye, you know, on the future with respect for the past wanted to save it. And so, it's a little railroad station right on the Connecticut River. And we still have, you know, when you walk in, you still feel like you're in a little railroad station, practically.
It's an integral part of downtown, right within walking distance of all these shops and restaurants that make up.
Exactly.
And the great Latches Hotel.
Yeah, the Latches Hotel, Riverview Cafe, all those great places.
If I could just mention, sure. Which is, I think it's the only Art Deco building in Vermont, by the way, it's a beautiful, beautiful little building.
And describe the painting and the artwork on the inside of this beautiful Art Deco building, because there's almost, it's like a painting, almost a fresco on the
wall. There is a fresco, and I really don't know that story.
Bacchus
very well.
And the Wood Nymphs.
Yes, it's Bacchus and the Wood Nymphs.
There's all sorts of, very unexpected artwork and friezes and that sort of thing, but I don't know the story that well. I know the story of the Andy Warhol show better.
Okay, go ahead with the Andy Warhol show. It's just that I'm Willem Bacchus, and I'm looking for the Wood Nymphs.
But. Oh, really? Yeah, well, me too, you know, if you like wine and you like life, then you like Bacchus.
Yes, yes. See?
That's a great quote right
that's
there.
That's a quote. We got to put that into our show.
Well, the show is fabulous. It actually exceeded our expectations because, first of all, we have one of Warhol's most beautiful, in my opinion, series, which is called the Endangered Species Series. So there are these 40 by 40 animals, most of which are big kind of the heads of animals. So in other words, you have a fabulous, fabulous tiger head staring out from the painting in this beautiful oranges. And Warhol had an amazing sense of color. And then there's a big ram's head, and there's a beautiful multicolored tree frog that probably came from the African rainforest or somewhere. I think the most beautiful work we have are these oversized animals that we have in our main gallery called the Endangered Species Series. And actually, interestingly, our curator surmises that the reason Andy was interested in endangered species is because at the point in time when he painted them in the 80s, The gay community was an endangered species and had been called that by someone in the New York art community. And so it was it's kind of a metaphor for what the gay community was going through.
Sort of an allegorical
meaning.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. But so that's a really fabulous series, and it's very accessible to even the average Joe, you know. Maybe not that, you don't have to be a real art aficionado to love these things because they're, you know, just these.
Well, having been to the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. we got a pretty good appreciation for his life's work. And
Yeah. I've never been there, but I've heard great things about it. Neat. It was actually neat. We had a big opening night party, a preview party, which over 500 people attended, and there were people from the Warhol Foundation there, as well as actually we had a writer from the New York Times. And
sure.
Somebody from CBS News, and you know, it's a big deal because one, it's southern Vermont is not that far away from New York and Boston, and two, it's just, you know, this stuff has never been seen before by the public. Much of it, not every piece in the show, but
so close and yet so different. And southern Vermont is almost an epicenter for great
yeah.
artwork and also great relaxation. And of course, Lynn Barrett, one of our great friends of the show,
yeah.
has done an incredible job at bringing great publicity and attention to the region of southern Vermont, and we applaud her very, very greatly.
She really, really has, and I'll tell you, in the 10 years that I've lived here, I moved here from New York, I worked in New York City for 14 years, in the last 10 years, I've just seen this town go from, you know, a quiet river town to really a really super cool artsy place, great restaurants, all sorts of B&Bs nearby. We have gallery walk the first Friday of every month. All of the galleries are open. I don't know if your listeners know, but Vermont has more artists per capita than any other state in the U.S.
The whole atmosphere, the relaxation atmosphere, is conducive to
yeah.
thinking and creating those works of art. And it creates the whole atmosphere and makes people sit back and appreciate it. And so close, so 3.5 hours from New York City, 2 hours from Boston, a few hours from Montreal, really the heart of New England.
Yeah,
I think one of the great things, we're talking, getting back just briefly to the Warhol exhibit,
yep.
you also have the photographs, and gives you a really personal glimpse into the man as well.
The photographs are amazing because they really do, and that's what's unique about this exhibit, you just hit upon it, is that you get a really personal view of Andy Warhol that has been obscured by his fame and celebrity, because you see these pictures of him on the beach with John Gould, who he was so infatuated with, or on the ski slopes with John Gould, or, you know, and then there are, of course, the pictures of Studio 54, and there's
yeah.
the one he took of Nancy Reagan and Mick Jagger, and so on. So those are really a special part of the exhibit. You're exactly
a
right.
celebrated artist, of course, in southern Vermont. And Valerie, you're helping to bring this to life. Give us some numbers in case people want to come and visit or find out more information.
Oh, okay, sure. So, well, one thing they could do is log on to info, I-N-F-O, at Brattleboro, that's Brattleboro, museum.org. That's our website. Also, our sponsor, SouthernVermont.com, is another website they could basically log on to. The regional marketing program here has sponsored the show, and their website is that SouthernVermont.com, and that's a website, too. You can get all sorts of information about wonderful places to eat or to stay, or you know, what's happening arts-wise here in southern Vermont. So southernvermont.com. Our telephone number here at the museum is 802-257-0124. If you wanted to purchase tickets, and the ticket price at the door is $8 to come to the show. We also have a film series that's running in conjunction with the show. By the way, the show is up through February 6th, opening to the public today and up through February 6th. And then we have this film series, At the Latches, which is really wonderful. All sorts of Andy Warhol's very own films. So,
well, we're going to have to wrap up, Valerie.
Yep.
This is Willem Backus and the Travel World Radio Show. Stay tuned next week as we are in Long Branch, New Jersey at the Ocean Place. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Mitch Garvis.
Thank you very much, both of you. Really great to talk to you, and hope you come visit us sometime.
Absolutely. Well, this is it. Stay listening, everybody.
Thank you so much.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.